Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shameful display!
The last of the Mexicans.
Ugh. Seriously, like, because they
was this a multi-parter?
No, I think it's just a one-parter.
Hey, guess what? I got you again.
Son of a bee.
Oh, man. It is time for the Video Destruct Podcast.
Oh, man.
Today is March something.
March 20th. Something. 26th, I think we
there
established that.
I'll believe you.
Not a few minutes ago, I think we established it, actually.
I forgot it already.
I know. It's one of those days. So what are you going to do? Oh, man. So,
what's going on, Brandon?
No,
we're short today. It's only us.
Yeah. Just me and Haas. Just Brandon and Haas.
And Willow.
And Willow, who just wants to be part
not
of this.
Not Jeff Hardy.
No, not Jeff Hardy. Never Jeff Hardy.
Hardy was here, I'd probably pop for him.
Maybe. You know, unless if he was drunk or high, I'd probably just tell him to go away.
If he showed up in his pajama pants, I'd be like, get out of here, Jeff Hardy. You're drunk.
Get out of here, Jeff Hardy. You're drunk and high and we don't want you here.
We don't cotton too kindly to your kind, Ryder. Who? Substance abusers.
Yeah, but you know, that's more for Schmozcast, isn't it? Yeah,
that's true.
That other dumb podcast.
I feel like I can talk about Jeff Hardy all day, but I hate myself when I do.
I know, right?
So it's weird. Listen to our bad wrestling podcast.
It's really bad. Go listen to it. It's great.
It's real bad.
It's real bad.
Eric's not here, so I'm willing to talk about it on this show.
Yeah.
Whenever he's here, I'm like, shut up, Eric. We don't talk about that show.
We don't talk about this show on here.
Moron.
Idiot.
What have you been playing? Anything?
I've been playing a bit more of Fez, which is great. As a testament
to... How many of the pieces do you have?
Good question. Because I've been playing it when I'm just in my stupor, and like I can't... like I don't know if I've saved anything, honestly. I'm just playing it when I just need to relax and not do anything and, you know, all that jazz. I think I've collected like 3. It's not a lot.
It's kind of how I'm playing through Spelunky right now.
What?
Spelunky?
Spelunky? What is that?
Do you remember the old game Spelunk?
Spelunker. I do remember Spelunk. Yeah.
Well, a dude made kind of his own modern interpretation of Spelunker.
Right.
Called Spelunky. Came out originally like 2 years ago on the Xbox Live Arcade. For some reason, that game has just recently... people finally figured out like the hidden depth in that game.
Yeah.
And I get it. I've been playing that game almost every day.
Okay, yeah, so it's just like
before bedtime, it's a cross-play game on PlayStation.
Right.
So it's like on PS3 and Vita.
Right.
And it's one of those games, kind of like how I played through Guacamelee, where when I'm going to bed, I'm like, oh, I'll just play like 10 minutes of Spelunky, and then 3 hours pass, like, oh no!
3 hours are gone.
I just died on a Yama run.
What happened?
Beating this boss named Yama in that game is such a badge of honor that there's... apparently last week at GDC, some dude was walking around with a visitor badge that just said, I beat Yama, who wants to fucking touch me?
That's a tough game, I guess.
Which I think is okay.
That's a pretty tough game,
yeah, it's hard in the sense, it's like a roguelike. When you're dead, it's over.
Okay, that's all.
Like, it's over.
You don't get it. No continues, no checkpoints,
nope,
no flags.
No extra lives.
No extra lives.
It's over.
Done.
When it's done, it's done.
That's pretty cool. I like
that. What else do you even know?
Because we talked about it last week, I've been playing Gungrave. There's not going to be a podcast that continues that we don't talk about Gungrave at some damn point. That game is bad and stupid, and I love it.
I fucking hate Gungrave.
It's terrible. It's, look, I do not...
All right, that's it. I want to play Gungrave with you.
I do not defend that game.
I want to make, since we've talked about it so much on this stupid podcast,
okay,
I want to make a video of you playing Gungrave.
Okay, we're going
to
do a video.
I want you to show me expert level Gungrave play, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not seeing the hidden depth in that game.
There is no depth. I'm not going to defend this game at all. There's no depth. There's none of that. It's just a bad game, and I love it. I can't.
Is it just Gungrave, or are you playing, like, Overdose?
No, just the regular Gungrave, the first.
You haven't played Overdose?
I haven't played Overdose, no. Yeah. Is it
what? I might own a copy of Overdose.
You might own a copy of Overdose?
I will dig around in some boxes and see if I have a copy of Overdose.
Okay.
If not, it's probably a dollar.
Right on. So. Yeah, I'm sure it's not that expensive. But yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things, man, and it called me back to it, and I was like, I haven't played that in a while, so I just popped it in. Just popped it in the PS3.
I'm audibly shaking my head right now.
I'm a retro gamer, man. I play what I liked when I was a kid.
Like 18 when that game came out. 19!
As a kid.
I guess.
A relative kid, because like now I'm 30. I was a dumb kid back then, you gotta remember.
Yeah, I do look back at some of the things I did when I was like 22, and I'm like, what a moron.
I was an idiot, right?
Yeah. I look back at some things I did last week, and I'm like, that was stupid.
That was dumb.
Why that was not a good usage of my time.
Yeah, yeah. You're just wiser as you get old, till the day you die. There was that. I feel like there was a movie I wanted to talk about. Damn it. What was the movie I wanted to talk about? It's left my head now. I don't even know.
I heard they made a movie that we should watch for next week.
Okay.
It's apparently like free on the internet.
Okay.
It's basically like a movie about Dota that's kind of like Indie Game the movie.
Really? Okay, but it's about
Dota. We should watch that and talk about it next time.
Yeah,
I don't know what the name of it is, but I'm sure if you just type in Dota movie.
Dota movie.
In probably going to come up in Google.
Probably would come up.
Go to theinternet.com and then type in Dota movie.
Yeah. My movie and gameplay thing hasn't been a whole lot recently because of March Madness. I've been watching college basketball.
That's what you've been doing. I keep wondering, like, why do I never hear from Brandon anymore? Stupid count.
Hey, college basketball's been going all weekend. It's probably why the site's been a little slow, too, and I apologize for that. Because I should have put up some stuff in videos. Like,
we've got, like, 20 videos in backlog.
We do. We have a lot.
I
should have put those up a little while ago, but I just... College basketball, man. I can't get into it.
Fair, much the same way when the NHL playoffs start about 2 weeks.
Right.
I may throw up the ghost for a couple of podcasts here and there. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
The Red Wings are on. Now, if the Red Wings don't make the playoffs,
yeah,
which they're not locked into it, but
they're not locked in, really.
They're not.
Wow,
they're in a wild card spot right now.
Oh wow,
it's rough. They just moved to the Eastern Conference,
okay,
which I'm sure everybody cares about.
So new conference then.
Well, they're very young.
Okay, gotcha.
And there's some pretty stiff competition in the Eastern Conference this year.
They just lose a lot of guys. They just go.
Yeah, they're going young.
Yeah,
they were such an old team for so long that they're going young and
gotcha. Rebuilding all that jazz.
Totally.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, that's enough about professional hockey on this video game podcast.
Sports go sports.
Yeah, I love the part with the sports balls.
Sports, we like the sports balls.
No.
South Park's on the TV right now.
Yeah,
let's talk about that. I did play through a little bit of it. The Stick of Truth.
I finished that game before last week, didn't I?
Yeah, I believe you did. Yeah. I played a little bit of it. My roommate Tim was playing it.
Real good, isn't it?
I picked it up, and it's kind of deep. Like, with that gameplay, it's like a little bit of Paper Mario, a little bit of,
And the other. Cross timing stuff.
Chrono Cross timing things, yeah.
There are enemies in the world on the world map, like Chrono Cross again.
That you can run from, you don't have to fight, no random encounter,
For whatever reason, that game feels a whole lot like Chrono Cross. I feel like that may have been a conscious decision.
Right,
like, there are a lot of things in that game that feel a lot like that game.
I feel like games in general are going completely away from random encounter. It's not a thing anymore,
that's
is
done.
It?
Yeah, pretty much everybody's done
it. It's done. I mean, it was the thing to do for RPGs for the longest time, and then it just became not the thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to be on that. It always had a bit of a feel to me. I know this is stretching for something to talk about, but it always had a feel for me when, like, you're low on health or something, you're out of frickin', you know, potions or whatever have you in Final Fantasy, you didn't have any tents, you're trying to get back to that stupid inn, and it's a long walk away.
I tire of games that, you know, where after a conflict your health doesn't refill.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Persona gets away with it by you, on the open world, being able to just hit a button to refill your guy. You just lose your, you know, your magic stuff.
Your magic, yeah.
Which is in finite supply in there. It's kind of part of their whole core competency for that game.
Right.
Man, I wish that new fucking Persona was out already.
Right? When's that coming?
Yeah. Winter.
When's that coming, man?
Winter.
Winter. Jeez. That's crazy.
Well, and that's when it comes out in Japan.
You know what we need to do is to celebrate that, we do need to watch that anime.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to turn Hulu Plus back on.
Yeah.
Once NXT went on the WWE Network and that started, which was another way for me to spend $10 a month, I turned off Hulu Plus. So, tell you what, I'll turn it back on for 1 month here pretty soon and we'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. I could probably find it without that, but, you know.
Yeah, if we could do it for, like, not paying money
for it. Not paying money, I could probably do that.
That'd probably be all right.
All right. But,
yeah. As far as we know.
There you go. Oh, yeah, speaking of animes, actually, I just wanted to mention one thing about it that I thought was very interesting, that the Attack on Titan, which is, like, one of the biggest animes, like, in the world right now.
Never heard of it.
Nah, of course you haven't. But it's one of the. It's literally the biggest anime in
it's
the world.
It's first person shooter for the Xbox One, right?
It is not. It does have a shitty game that came out, I think, earlier this year.
Prepare for Attack on Titan.
For the 3DS, and it's garbage. But there is a mod game for the. Just I think it's a free to play game online. I think it's free to play, and it was an indie developer who did it, and it's actually better than the licensed game that was made for it by the animation company, which I thought was pretty funny.
That makes sense.
But yeah, Funimation's finally coming out with an English dub of that, so all of your friends who don't like to read subtitles can go watch that as soon as it comes out. So
I've liked one anime ever.
Yeah, what is it?
Akira.
Akira, yeah.
It's real good.
Everybody likes Akira. I never did like it. I never did like that one.
Oh, the look of it. I thought that...
The look of it's fantastic.
Kid with the weird head.
The look of it's fantastic, but the content of that piece of garbage, I just cannot... I don't know.
Tetsuo! Canada!
Canada! They just...
And I'm way into Canada.
Well, yeah. Canada's pretty alright. He rides that motorcycle, you know? Or Tetsuo rides the motorcycle, doesn't he? I can't remember which one does which.
Somebody's way into Canada.
One of them's got goofy powers or something, and...
I really couldn't tell you what that movie was about. I just remember seeing it when I was, like, 14 and going, like, that's all right.
That's all right.
And
whatever.
Then I had a friend who was like, because you're like that, watch Vampire Hunter D and Ninja Scroll. And I'm like, these are all fucking terrible. And then I watched, like, half an episode of Dragon Ball Z, and I was like, why does he have a monkey tail, and why is this awful?
DBZ is, that's something, yeah, you just gotta have the taste for. That's it.
The only thing I like about Dragon Ball Z is the way that a Japanese dude will say Dragon Ball Z to you.
Dragon Ball Z?
No, dude.
Dragon Ball.
No, when they're excited about it.
Oh, when they're excited about it.
Dragon Ball! Dragon Ball!
Dragon Ball!
They roll that R like they're a Spanish figure. Dragon Ball! Super excited about that.
It's a popular anime, babe.
Anything else you got for today?
No, I'm pretty useless today.
I played some video games.
Awesome. What'd you play? Actually, I know what you've been playing. But say it for the audience.
I played Infamous.
Infamous?
Three. Second Son.
Second Son. Yeah. Say that the Second Son.
Third Son.
Say it. Are we gonna have Infamous Four?
My
third son?
Half brother, twice removed.
Yeah, it's like.
We recorded a video of that. I was kind of sour on it when we played it.
Yeah.
That game just starts off in a way that you have like zero abilities and. It doesn't do a very good job of explaining how conflicts work and when guys respawn, and it's basically, it hasn't really opened up its view on combat very well.
Right.
And you're also less traversable.
Yeah.
Than you were before. You can still climb buildings, but he grabs ledges slower, it takes longer, and if you're low on health, which right. you tend to be at the beginning of that game,
right.
you'll get jacked up. And I died like 4 times on the same fight during that video. And I was having a fairly sour time. But once I finally finished that and just started doing tons of side missions,
right.
My guy is... And I'm over halfway through the game. That's a short open world game.
It's a pretty short open world game.
If yeah, and I'm not even, dude, I'm not even playing that much. I'm probably 3 hours into it, and I'm 52% through that game.
There's a precedent of short games coming.
Woo!
It's really bothering
me. Well, it's early in the generation.
I guess, but good lord, 4 hours? 3 hours?
You probably drag 10 out of it.
Then friggin' that demo they want to call a game with Ground Zeroes.
I don't know if we talked about that last week. Did
we didn't talk about Ground Zeroes last week, did we?
There's a reason why.
Because it's short and bad, right?
It's kind of bad.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've heard that the gameplay... What did you think of the gameplay? You're kind of the first one...
It's fine.
Yeah. Is it bad just because of the length and the not being in the content?
It's bad because there's no game there.
Yeah, there's no game. Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with the gameplay. The gameplay is a refinement upon what they did in Metal Gear Solid 4, which was totally fun.
Yeah.
Right. Without the active camo, which is kind of a bummer because it's in the 1970s.
Right. Yeah.
But at least they're not even focusing on that. They didn't go back to Metal Gear Solid 3 where it's like, now you can sit in this menu for 3 minutes and make the best camo that will last for 2 minutes until you get in this other kind of grass where you're going to need to change your camo again. So they ignore all that. If you're laying down and it's grass, you're fucking unseen.
You're fine, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't play that game that way. I play a game like an asshole.
Right.
We recorded a video of this. I didn't fully beat the game. I got to the last part and didn't use any stealth. Just I sprinted the entire time. And almost beat the game by sprinting.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Speed ran that sucker, huh? Literally.
If it wasn't for the fact that when I died, it reset me to the first person you need to save.
Yeah.
There's 2 people you need to basically save from this camp and then get out of there.
Gotcha.
I would rescue the first person and then be at the second person carrying them and get caught.
Yeah.
And it would put me back to picking up the first person. I went, fuck this, we're done.
We're done.
If I wouldn't have been caught the one time I was going in there real hot.
Right.
I would have had that game beat 15 minutes.
Oh my god. That is just, you know... I know...
There's other stuff in there.
I know they're saying that, like, this is just, like, hey, to tide you over because the next real game is supposed to be, like, 200 times bigger or whatever.
No, but that fucking train of thought is bullshit.
I agree.
Because 4 weeks before this game came out, that new Castlevania game came out,
yeah.
They should have just gave you a code in there.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because it would have made
exactly.
that game actually
just,
sell.
Yeah, just make, yeah, it would actually sold that piece of garbage game because everybody hates the Shadow of the Night, whatever, Lord of Shadows, Shadow...
The first game was okay.
Shadow Fuckers, Castlevania Games, God of War ripoff thing.
Isn't whatever. That a Trent Reznor song, Shadow Fuckers?
Shadow Fuckers. And just, like, yeah, just put a demo on there. Just put that demo
no, just,
on that
yeah,
game.
Put a unique code in there, like an online pass.
Yeah.
That lets you redeem it for whatever system you want to.
Exactly. Get it
but
free.
This is the Zone of the Enders PS2 tanker demo.
Yeah.
But shorter.
But shorter than that. And, yeah.
And, you know, they made such a huge deal
yeah.
about Kiefer Sutherland being in this.
Yeah.
And there's maybe 8 lines of dialogue.
Yeah. So...
At all.
And he obviously, you know, recorded all for the next one.
Well,
obviously, you know, for the whatever thing's coming out next.
I'll say this, right. And I'm just going to go ahead and put this on recording now.
Yeah.
So when this comes true, I sound like a genius, or I'm wrong and nobody cares.
Right. Yeah.
I know why they got Kiefer Sutherland to be Snake.
Because he's Jack Bauer?
No.
Why?
Because in the timeline, we're getting very, very close to Metal Gear.
Yeah.
And I believe that they're going to remake the original Metal Gear where you will have potentially Boss and Solid Snake talk to each other. Ta-da!
Yeah, and we can't have the same guy.
Yeah, because it would just be the same guy talking to himself and be like, these are already confusing enough cinematics.
Yeah, that whole storyline is completely just bananas. I love it, though. I'm not going to lie. I love this stupid story.
Today on Twitter, Hideo Kojima sent out a thank you tweet to the guys who made Titanfall.
Okay. Why did he do that?
They had sent him the collector's edition of Titanfall, a $250 special edition game with a big robot.
With a robot.
Because they know he loves big robots and shit.
Yeah.
So they sent it to him.
Metal Gear.
He spelled it wrong.
He spelled Titanfall.
Instead of L's and collectors, he put R's.
Oh, collector's edition. Collector's edition. Well, the Japanese have no letter for that. You know that.
I know, but when I was imagining him saying it in my English mind, the fact that he spelled it wrong was perfect.
Correctos edition. Did he say Titan 4?
No, he spelled that right.
Titan 4? No, yeah. It's interesting that they don't have a letter for that, because they have the that's kind of like the mixture of the L and the R sound, and that's all they have. They don't have... So really, L and R is interchangeable to them.
Yeah.
That's what's funny. So, correctos edition.
You know, I don't want to...
Correctibers.
I really take a hot steamer on Metal Gear in that video. It's not that what's in there is bad.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, that's what everybody says.
It's just...
Clearly.
It should be free.
Yeah. It shouldn't be $30.
Or, guess what? It should be with the real game when it comes out a year from now.
Yeah.
Because it does... nothing for the story.
Yeah.
It's a commercial.
Yeah, it's a giant
And what's
commercial.
Sad is that, and I don't want to get too far into spoiler territory, because I'm sure there's some people who haven't played it who will want to.
Yeah.
But the best part of that
yeah.
is a non-interactive bit at the end. This isn't filled with cutscenes
yeah.
like his shit normally is.
Right.
There's a 2 or 3 minute cutscene at the beginning that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And like a 5 minute cutscene at the end. And that's it.
And that's all.
Yeah. It's not... You never look at a codec once.
Right, yeah. So.
You never look at a codec once.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic, thank you.
Yeah.
But the problem is, the most interesting bit is at the end.
Yeah.
And it's non-interactive.
Gotcha.
There's a bit with like a tanker where there's all these fire and explosions and shit.
Right, right.
And it's like, just give me a gun, bro, yeah, let's do this!
Let's go into it, and that's apparently where the game's supposed to take off, but it's like...
But, you know, they...
Yeah.
I was kind of curious, I had subscribed to the thought process, as I often do, of a crazy man.
Yeah.
I was thinking, all right, so what if Ground Zero... This is when I thought Ground Zero was going to be a game.
Okay, yeah.
And not like, not,
yeah.
Not like a...
here you go.
I was like, Ground Zero's is Big Boss.
Right.
And then Phantom Pain will be Solid
will
Snake.
Be Solid Snake.
And right. they'll just pull the whole button hook on you of... This is actually Solid Snake missing an arm and all scarred up from war, and this happens after MGS4, and you figure out how it happened.
Right, yeah.
And you could even, like, you know, and you could have, like, that whole Phantom Pain
right.
thing of, like, the Phantom Limb, but also, you know, his brother had gotten his hand cut off.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, like,
and then it was...
his father had had his yeah. hand cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And just the idea that, like, no matter what... This was always, like, the yeah. idea of when you clone someone,
right?
This is always going to happen.
Somehow.
And it would have fed back into that whole, like, Fox Die and, you know, the Genome Soldiers and all that weird shit from, like, old Metal
yeah.
Gear of...
Right.
The problem that we've come up with in the cloning process is that no matter what... We always get back to this same moment where you lose an arm and you die. Dude, that'd be awesome!
It would totally work out to just... Because
he goes so far up his own ass that would have been perfect!
The thing about that series is it just loves indulging in its ridiculousness. And I think that's why people appreciate it. It's not... It doesn't take away from the tone of what it's doing. It always stays in that ridiculous, over-the-top, like RoboCop. The first RoboCop movie.
It's the greatest movie ever made.
It's one of the best movies of all time. You know why? Not because it's a great action flick. Not because it's a great drama. Not because it's a great satire. It's because it never lifts from the tone that it's giving you. It knows exactly what it's doing and performs everything it's supposed to do perfectly.
It demands from you,
yes,
to understand that this is a ride.
Yes.
Paul Verhoeven movies all demand from you. this is a ride.
Yeah.
You are at Disneyland.
Yes.
You do not get off of Space Mountain.
Yes.
When it is completed, you can go tell your friends that Space Mountain is a piece of shit. Yeah. But you have to stay in your seat until it is over.
Exactly. Like, you're on this for the whole time.
Exactly.
We're not going to distract you. We're not going to throw some other bullshit
at you. Recalls that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
RoboCop's that
RoboCop
way.
RoboCop is that way.
Starship Troopers is Starship that Troopers. Way. That's a Paul Verhoeven joint.
Starship Troopers is definitely that way. Yeah, it just... When you get on those movies, or games or anything that just indulge in the tone that they give you, and the tone of Metal Gear is overdramatic, crazy...
Anime.
Super
anime.
Nutty anime... Drama... plot lines that make no goddamn sense whatsoever.
But there's always a point in that 12-hour game where you go like, what about that Contagion that was released by the Patriots?
Right?
And then and the codes for GW. And you're like, why do I even give a shit? Oh, they got me.
Yeah, it's like the J.J. Abrams disease. It's like, why do I care about this stupid movie?
What about the dynamite at that old boat?
Yeah.
Ah. Right?
Aha. What about the guy with the fake beard? Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
He was a homosexual.
He wore a fake beard. That's it. So, you know, it's just like, whatever. That's what I enjoy about those games. I think that's like the consensus of everybody. It's like, what's there is not bad. It's this practice and this precedent that it's trying to set.
Yeah, I didn't buy that.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Don't buy that.
Don't buy that. Don't. It's 30 wasted dollars.
Yeah. And I know so many people that are like, well, I'm a fan of the series, so I have to buy it. No, if you don't want to get treated like that ever again, don't buy it.
Don't
because at this rate, those copies are going to sit on shelves and collect dust to the point where I'm very confident that next fall, not this fall, like a year and a half from now when that game comes out,
because
the real game's going to take a while from here, that's why they only gave you like half of a spoonful.
Exactly.
Like, don't take too much, it'll kill you.
Exactly.
The reason why they put this out here is because that game's so far the fuck off.
Yes.
By the time that Phantom Pain game actually comes out, they will give a code for Ground Zeroes away with a pre-order.
They'll give away.
I guarantee.
Yeah, it'll be free by the time that game comes
out. Or you'll be able to get it used at a GameStop for $3 and return it within 7 days because you finished it in 10 minutes.
Exactly. No, yeah, I agree.
That's going to be the next... You know what? That game is the next Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Burning Earth. That game that you get 1,000 achievement points for 10 minutes.
Right.
That is probably the most... Back during its heyday, was probably the most sold Xbox 360 game pre-owned that GameStop had, and 100% return rates.
Wow.
Came back, because everybody knew.
Everybody
knew. Get it, bring it back.
Wow. There you go.
You would see people on the floor, guest associates, telling people, like, oh, you're big into achievement points? Take this home for 10 minutes, bring it back.
Wow. That's hilarious.
That game probably only sold 7 copies.
Because you just got those... Because you just cheated on the achievement thing.
Yeah. All you had to do, jam the B button for 3 minutes in the opening scene. All 1,000 points.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Because in the opening scene, you had, like, unlimited kind of weird ability or whatever.
Got your Chivos.
And he would do, like, all these crazy things you weren't able to do in, like, till the end of the game.
Right. Did that million achievements guy, did he use that on his?
Probably. I think everybody did.
Yeah.
There's, like, a few games that everybody who has a lot of points did.
Yeah.
There's, like, King Kong.
Yeah.
Avatar The Last Airbender, The Burning Earth.
Yeah.
A lot of people did NBA 2K6.
Right.
Madden 06.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there's about a handful that kind of everybody did, and then from there it kind of delineates. If you knew people that were into S-ranking games, you know, getting all the points in a game.
All the points, yeah.
Almost all of those launch games were real bad for that. Gotcha. The weird thing is, near launch time, there were games that were impossible to get points in.
Right.
Because people thought, oh, these should be really hard to get.
Yeah.
And then there were people who thought, well, just fuck it, whatever. And just kind of gave them away.
Who cares? Yeah, yeah.
And you ended up with this weird mix. Like, you got a lot of games that, like, a good indication the game was easy on achievement points is that, oh, this game only has, like, 8 achievements.
Right.
Because that was the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
So it was just like, I don't know, throw 5 touchdowns in Madden. Here's 100 points.
Four touchdowns in one game.
Yeah. Al Bundy.
Al Bundy.
And, so yeah, but then, like, other games that had 9 achievement points, it was, hey, beat this game. Beat this game 10 times. Beat this game on the hardest difficulty without ever taking a hit of damage. Like, oh, God, what?
There's your achievement. Oh, man, that's nuts.
This is related to the website. Eric says to...
Eric's giving us instructions.
Yeah, take his laptop so you can get the videos we recorded yesterday.
That's fine. Yeah. Oh, is his laptop here? Okay, cool.
Eric wants to know if I want to go to his house for some big game on Friday.
You don't care about that game at all, so I don't know why.
What kind of game is it?
It's U of L versus UK.
I don't care about that.
I know. In the tournament.
Can I shit on it?
For the second...
Would you guys care if I came over and just
I'm probably not going to go to his because that's going to be a family affair, guaranteed. That always becomes a family thing.
Yeah. Oh, can I come to your house in a UK shirt?
Yeah, if you want. I mean...
I'll show up and be like, yeah, let's go! Coach Stevenson?
Calipari. But
I was really close.
Not really. There you go. Now, I always get on...
Favorite player is John Wall.
I always get on Eric. He was a player.
Was he a UK player?
He was a UK
yes!
player.
Yes!
There you go.
Is he currently?
No, he's in the NBA. John Wall.
I'm rooting for LeBron James, my favorite college player of all time.
In fact, the only reason I thought you said John Wall, because you knew he was in the NBA.
I have no idea who John Wall is.
He's in the NBA. I forget what team
he's on. Yeah, because I watch so much NBA.
Well, I thought you did. I thought you watched
the NBA. I watched the playoffs, and I only watched the Lakers, and they're not in the playoffs this year, so I'm not going to watch it. You're like, you give a shit about LeBron James. I like his shoes.
Yeah, shoes are pretty ugly.
Shoes are quite nice.
Are they?
They're incredibly comfortable.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go. Okay, so
it's apparently... Like wearing a waterbed on your feet.
I do want to talk about something.
Oh, we should have talked about this during your portion. I'm talking now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, I just like, what? There's a thing about ugly shoes now. Ugly shoes is a thing that...
I've been doing that for a decade,
you've been
bitch.
Doing it forever, and now, like, my cousin, Bethany, she, like, is, like, wanting to get these running shoes because they look terrible. Because they're like,
forever.
Because they're bright and pink and nonsense. Yeah. And my brother's getting into this. He'll never buy them though, because my brother's too self-conscious about that. But like, he like loves looking at stupid, bad, brightly colored sneakers.
I've got no less than 3 pairs of shoes that are pink.
Yeah, and I'm just like this has been a Haas thing forever. Is this becoming a new thing? I don't know.
I'm a trendsetter, motherfucker.
Yeah, trendsetter. There you go. People follow this.
John Wall loves pink shoes.
I have no idea who that is.
Coach Stevenson's gonna be so mad.
Stevenson's gonna be really pissed. I don't know why he would invite you.
I want to watch basketball with you.
You want to watch the UL UK game?
Why didn't they kick a field goal?
You really would love coming over to my dad's to watch it because my dad gets angry.
Oh man,
that's it. Especially
does he take kindly to trolling though? I feel like that would be a problem.
No, he's fine with trolling. He gets mad at the refs.
Okay.
He doesn't get mad at anybody at the thing. But whenever the refs blow any kind of whistle, even if it's like an obvious foul on U of L, like a straight up, like, intentional, like, I'm not letting this guy score, he's like, oh, come on!
Since I know so little about basketball, right. Like, whenever, like, you know, U of L hits a three-pointer, be like, this bullshit foul!
It's a foul! What's this garbage? This
is stupid.
Why does that count for more?
All right, I think I want to go to your house and watch this basketball game. What time does it start?
Is it 9:45?
Well, I get off work at 9 and I'll be on your side of town. Right, there you go.
All right. Oh, you'll be with Jefferson. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, man. Yeah, sure. Come on over. It'll be fun. It'll be a blast.
This is going to be the worst night of anybody's life.
Oh, it'll be stupid.
We'll show up with, like, an ice cream cake as an apology. Like, here's my apology for the things I'll do tonight.
Here's an apology for the things that are going
to
happen.
We have to buy a UK shirt.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to do it. I might go to Eric's, but it's more than likely going to become a family thing. My uncle's probably going
to
come over.
I'm going to have to learn some chant, like, let's go, cats! We are running! Let's go, cats! Shoot ball, shoot ball!
Sports go sports! Ding, ding, ding.
One thing about UK.
Right?
Dick mouth.
Dick mouth? Yes, yes.
Dick tongue.
The dick tongue, yes.
Dick tongue.
The dick tongue
is
logo.
Is that still in there?
No, they got rid of that. Yeah, shortly after it was discovered, they altered the tongue from looking like a D.
That's a pretty intimidating wildcat, though, coming at you like, I'm going to impregnate you with my dick tongue.
With my dick.
Nothing says basketball like dick tongue. All right, let's talk about things that matter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Infamous, right?
Yes, we did talk about Infamous.
That game's okay. The one thing I'll say about Infamous, if you got a minute after we're done, I'd like to turn it on for a minute, let you look at it.
Okay.
Buddy, it's pretty.
Pretty game.
Like, if you want to know why we got $1,000 worth of new hardware.
My buddy Brian Pelfrey was talking about that. He was really... Pretty. He was like, this game looks phenomenal. I can't even, like, tell about it. But,
Butter's going to get peed on.
Butter's is going to get peed on. That's right.
Oh, man. We really don't need the TV on while we watch this. Man. I kind of like having it.
I know, right?
Occasionally, it just hears Butter's getting peed on.
Yep.
But, yeah. I played through about the first half-ish of Infamous. I like that game. It's pretty good.
Yep.
Now, one game I did not like. I have played through about the first 2.5 hours-ish.
Right.
Of Thief.
Thief. That has been, that's been grinding a lot of people.
That game sucks. Yeah.
What is it?
I can't even get it out of my mouth. That game sucks.
That is a game you've been excited about.
No.
Was it? No. I thought you were, why did I think you were excited about this one?
No. A lot of people were. I was not.
You were not one of them. Okay.
Yeah, that game came out, I guess it was about a month ago. That game came out. Got kind of bad reviews, so I didn't play it. And just happened to be in the store the other day, and I was like, I'll take this home.
Right.
Because I try to get, like, one or two decent new releases for us to get video of.
Right.
And I'm running sort of... It was between that and the Lego Movie game, and I was like, well, I heard that Lego game was alright. I'll just get Thief.
I'll just get Thief.
I probably should have got that Lego game.
Thief 4, which they're not calling it Thief 4 at all, are they? They're just calling it Thief.
Ask me anything about Thief.
What's Thief about? He just shrugged. We need a camera in here.
I just feel like we need a YouTube video that is always just a black screen with a podcast under it.
Right.
And then whenever I make a face, just superimpose a picture of me making that face.
Like, whatever. yeah, here's the thing.
That game sucks.
I've heard a lot of people, like, there's a lot of people, they're fans of the original Thief series.
I think the original games are great.
Yeah, and, like...
I even think Thief Deadly Shadows, which kind of got pooped down by a lot of the fans. Oh, that game was good.
Yeah, was that the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people pooped on the third one. But, like, the thing is, it's a little odd because, you know... A lot of people love the character and everything. The main guy, I don't know his name.
He's bad in this one.
And, like, that's everybody. Like, a lot of people like the character of, like, yeah, he's a snarky jerk and he's just a thief because he's a thief. And that's it. You know, I was like, I need to pay rent and this is an easy way to pay rent. So he goes and he steals, right? And in this one, they Batman him.
They turn him into a holier-than-thou asshole.
Yeah, they
all right, so I'm gonna ruin this whole, like, introduction to this game, okay?
Yeah, well...
So start this game.
I just, like... So what they do... Just let me clear... Like, before you get into it... What they do is they Batman him... And instead of him just being a snarky guy... Who has to eat... That steals things... That's how he gets paid... He literally states... Why do you steal? Because it's what I do. Like... Alright?
It gets worse.
As though it's like destiny.
It gets worse.
It gets worse than that. Go ahead.
Right, how does this game... He's the most self-righteous asshole I've ever seen in a game.
All right,
so, like, one of the opening training missions, you're following this girl who, whatever, you know her, something, I don't know, don't care.
Right.
So you're following her, and she's got this thing that she's, like, this claw thing she's using to climb buildings, and you're not doing that. You're like, and he keeps saying, like, you don't need to rely on that thing so much. It's going to get you in trouble. You know, it's going to get you hurt.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Right.
Okay.
Well,
don't rely on your tools.
Spoilers. That chick gets sucked into some weird portal or something. I don't know. Didn't care.
Right.
He ends up with the club thing, and he starts just fucking using it. I thought you just said this thing was fucking dumb.
Yeah, you said it was dumb, and you shouldn't rely on it.
Oh,
he's an old timer.
Every time he says anything in that game, he just ends up doing it after that. Like, you're an asshole because you murder people. And then he murders a guy, and it's like, well, I just did what I had to do. Oh!
It's like Duke Nukem, that when they remade that one, he did the same thing. It was always like, power armor's for pussies, and then you proceed to get power armor that recharges. It's just like, just this holier-than-thou attitude of game.
I'm audibly shaking my head.
Audibly shaking the head.
I don't like that game at all. That game sucks.
It's good to know. I like it when games...
You know what has started to come around for me?
What's that?
Titanfall.
Titanfall? Is it coming around? Is
coming
a
around.
A lot more stuff to do? Or just
I found out I'm pretty good at that game.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? I guess that's...
Well, it's really popular right now. It's probably just the average person's kind of mad at shooters.
Yeah.
Really. I'm pretty good at that.
Pretty good at that game, yeah. I know a lot of people have been talking about the burn cards quite a bit.
Yeah, I like the fact that they didn't monetize that, but, you know, like, you can burn 3 per game, and yeah. I'm always getting more than that.
Yeah.
So, like, you're never going to run out. So, yeah, you may burn up some of your better ones, but,
right.
You know, like, some of the best ones are, like, get XP way fucking faster.
Yeah, right.
But I never really worry. I'm not super worried about leveling up and things like that. Right. Don't care.
Right.
Never hit the max level in, like, you know, Halo 4 or anything, but I'm better than probably most anybody you know.
Right, yeah.
I never worry about that. I never worry about prestiging in Call of Duty. If I get to the level cap, I just stay there. I don't care.
Right, right.
It doesn't appeal to me. I just earned all this shit. Why would I give it away?
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I'm digging it. I finished both campaigns completely. I hadn't done that before last week.
Right.
But I finished both those campaigns. Those suck.
The same 9 stages, yeah. Just from a different side.
Yeah, there's 8 static levels and then that last level.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the maps. I think the game looks good. They said that they're going to do some technical
stuff. Those big brontosaurus things do anything? They don't do anything.
No, there's like these flying things that look sort of like, kind of like pteranodons from Jurassic Park 3.
Right.
One map, if you shoot them, they'll kill you.
Okay. But the brontosaurus thingies don't do nothing?
Nope.
Come on.
Here's what you need. All you gotta do. Just make a horde mode.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Or just like a, you know, Cromorax battle from Borderlands.
Right, yeah.
Where you're fighting one of those things that's stomping around the map, or 2 of them or something.
Right.
And then there's a bunch of those, like, you know, flying things.
Yeah.
And just fight them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
It would be cool. You know, I mean, it would be something, right?
You'd think.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, does that have, it has destructible,
no.
It has no destructible things at all, right? Like,
it's all static.
It's all static there.
That is not Battlefield.
Okay, got it. Because I saw one building collapse on the Let's Play, or the 30, or something.
That was probably a campaign mission I was in.
Okay, yeah.
I think they're like little awnings and stuff that can fall off.
Right, right.
But you're not blowing holes in buildings.
Yeah.
And then there's some stuff, if you do, like, story missions.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you know, here's this guy knocking this wall down, but that's an NPC.
That's an NPC doing that, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, I thought, for some reason I thought there was destructibles.
Because that'd be nice if there was, but that game already runs like such shit anyway at some times. Usually it's at 30 frames, or sometimes a little bit more.
Right.
And then sometimes you get, like, 3 or 4 mechs jammed in the same area. Dude, that frame rate could take a dive.
Yeah, just
completely. But they have said that they're going to try to address some of that. You know, they had said, like, oh, you know, we're looking into, you know, upping the resolution. I don't care about the resolution. Just get that frame rate higher.
Yeah, I agree. Resolution is secondary to, you know, nobody likes to have their game lag like an old NES, you know, game where there's too many bullets on screen.
Now, you know what I've been playing for the last 2 days?
What's that?
Kind of a conclusion to a story that may be over forever. Okay. My Dark Souls 2 save got corrupted.
Oh, wow.
I've lost my Dark Souls 2 save.
You lost all the Dark Souls 2 thing?
So man. I hooked up my 360 to play that the other day, found out the save was corrupt, and said, well, maybe I'll roll a new character. Ended up turning on Halo 4. And then I just kept playing
Halo 4. Kept playing Halo 4 without ever going back to
bed. I hadn't played it in, like, since the day before the Xbox One came out.
Right.
And before that, I was playing it every day, and I always had been playing Halo every day.
Yeah.
Game's still great.
Yep, there you go.
Game's still fantastic.
There you go.
And I'm still real good at it.
Halo.
Like, you know, anybody who's watched me play, like, Titanfall or any other shooters on our videos, like, yeah, I'm not great at that.
Yeah.
I'm like one of those specialty screwdrivers with, like, the star bit on the end.
Right.
I'm made for one purpose.
Made for Halo.
And I'm made for playing Halo.
Halo is the purpose.
That's it.
That's what it is.
When God made me, he didn't make me for Call of Duty.
Maybe for Halo.
That dude made me for Halo.
Gotcha. Right on. Yeah.
And, yeah, I had a game today where I went to, like, 29 and 13 or something like that. And yesterday I had a game where I was 25 and 7. I mean...
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Granted, you're not going to get the most out-of-control competition there now. It's not the newest, hottest or anything, but...
Right, right.
I pretty much handily deal with just about anybody that we're playing against.
There you go.
Man, that Halo 2 anniversary needs to come out soon.
Well, the Halo phone game, you still got it, right? You can play it.
I'm never going to play that again.
Spartan
Assault. I don't know why I haven't uninstalled that.
Spartan Assault.
Yeah, it's an assault, all right. On your fucking pocketbook.
Assault on my eyes and everything.
But yeah, so that's why I haven't played any more Dark Souls. I may roll a new character soon, but Halo's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go.
We can talk about some new stuff.
Alright.
Sony announced a VR headset called Project Morpheus.
Yes, Project Morpheus. I heard about that.
Call me when it's a product.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, call it. Yeah. When it's a product, it'd be pretty nuts.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's kind of like a lot of those things. You know, Sony's always got a VR headset.
Yeah.
You know, for CES and stuff like that. And, you know, the fact that they said it's definitely not coming out this year and may never come out, it's like, yeah. Because it'll have to be like $350 or $400.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think. When it, especially when by then the system will be $300,
yeah.
You're going to sell something that's more expensive than the system as an accessory?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Who wants that? Who wants that? Yeah, I don't care about virtual reality or anything like that, but, you know, it's just one of those things that are coming out. Actually, didn't we talk about it last week? We did a little bit, didn't we? Because I posited that they should bring back the Virtual Boy.
Maybe we... Yeah, I think we talked about it at the end of the show.
I think it broke as we were doing it. That news broke as
Yeah. That was at the tail end of the podcast last week.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Another VR-related bit of news that happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
No, we didn't talk about it.
What was that?
Oculus got bought by Facebook
for
$2 billion cash, money, and stock.
Wow. Oculus Rift bought by Facebook.
Yep.
$2 billion.
Yep.
That's nuts. That's a lot of money.
And there's a whole lot of people that are armchair quarterbacking this, like it's some kind of, you know, end of the world scenario for that product or anything. Dude, I don't know. Whatever.
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 Why are people...
I mean, one of the most reactionary bits of news that I saw was that Notch, the guy who made Minecraft,
yeah,
canceled the Oculus Rift version of Minecraft when he saw the news.
Oh, really?
He got super pissed because he felt like... You know, he doesn't want to make social games.
Right.
And he wants to make games.
Right.
And so that kind of pissed him off. And then the fact that, you know, he started accusing the guys who made Oculus of, well, we funded your Kickstarter to make a, you know, to make a device a reality, not to fund your IPO.
Ah, yeah.
And here's the thing. Any company that's a startup
right.
is just looking to get bought.
Yeah.
Because you can never... truly get to that next level until you get bought.
That's true.
So if you didn't think that was going to happen, then you were counting on it being a failure.
Yeah.
It's either going to be a failure or get bought.
Yeah.
That's it.
In this
world economy that we're in right now, it's...
Yeah, well...
That's it.
I think that they were expecting it to probably be its own thing. You know, because it was started...
Yeah, but you end up with a Novant Falcon that people just turn into a fuck toy.
Oh, I agree.
You see that thing?
Yeah.
That guy turned a Novant Falcon into a pocket pussy?
I didn't see that at all, no.
He combined... This is really appropriate for a podcast.
Okay,
go ahead. He combined an Oculus Rift with a Novant Falcon. The thing that used to have, like, a gun peripheral on it that would, like, give you the feedback.
Right.
And he just put, like, a sex toy in it. So you're wearing the helmet and fucking the Novant Falcon.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, so
this podcast is rated M for mature.
This is rated M for mature and D for disgusting. So
I need to get an Falcon
and depraved. So yeah,
dude, can you lend me $30? I need to get an
Falcon. No, no, I don't ever want to do. I know, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about where that $30 is going.
See, when you wear the Oculus, though, you won't know that I've been there.
Stop talking. So, yeah.
We can share it.
No, I think... Stop it. Stop it!
All right, I'm done talking.
So, yeah, I think, like, I don't think it's a completely... I can't take their side on being pissed off at it because, yeah, I'm not going to turn down... you going to turn down $2 billion? No. But...
Well, the funny thing is that they said, you know, like, in one of their releases that they sent out yesterday, you know, it sums up the entire thing perfectly. Yeah. They said, when we brought on a board of directors after our Kickstarter...
Right.
We had already given up almost all of our control over this company.
Right.
This sale will not affect the way that this company's been operating since that board of directors was put in place.
Yeah, I agree.
They had already... It already wasn't five guys making the decisions anymore.
Yeah.
So, dude, if you've liked what they've been doing for the last 6 months, you'll probably be fine.
Yeah, you'll probably be okay with that. So.
And, you know, like, Notch is real up his own butt.
Yeah, a lot of
when it comes to like, oh, like now I feel betrayed because I've been tricked into working with a big corporate dude. Whatever.
I know it, that bugs me too. It's such a it's such a Phil Fish reaction to a bunch of stupid crap. Really, just get over it, man. Like, just stop acting.
Here's
like
the weird thing:
stop acting like you're so much better than any corporation that's like. That basically built the industry that you're fucking in.
Well, like, you know... it's a thing that you see kind of come up from time to time that always makes me laugh when it does. For some reason or another, whenever... There's always a monster in the room.
Right.
No matter what conversation it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this company was great until they got bought by EA.
They did this. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or, you know, Nintendo... was fine, and then Sony, you know, shitting their Kool-Aid or whatever.
Right.
You know, or right now, you know, there's this, you know, big public love fest going on with Sony, and then, like, you know, so it makes everybody shit on Microsoft.
Right, yeah.
There's always a villain in this play. Like,
it is.
Oh, you know, yeah. The Oculus was going to be great until Facebook.
It's like wrestling.
Yep.
Oh, Oculus Rift was awesome, and then it signed with Heyman, you know? Paul Heyman.
And then Triple H had to interject himself in the storyline.
Yeah, that's how it went.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman.
And this is the Oculus Rift.
Oh, what if Paul Heyman was slinging Oculus Rifts? Oh, man. On his Twitter with all the ladies' boobs on it?
Yeah.
Be like, sign up for this contest.
Yeah.
Get three pictures of this lady and an Oculus.
At what point? Yeah, it's just like, yeah. At what point is it no longer artistic integrity just because, you know, a corporation came in and decided to, you know, that they wanted that product?
I don't understand what being an indie developer is like. I don't own that many trench coats or fedoras.
Right? It's just like, I don't grow my beard oddly. I just
leave the neck part?
Yeah, just the neck. That's all I have is the neck. Yeah, it's just like, look, I love, you know, indie developing, and I love games that come out of it. But yeah, just stop being so about yourself. If you're just like, you know what? There's not really any games that I truly enjoy out there, so I'm gonna try and develop one of my own.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that to no end. But don't just sit there and just shit on everything that's around because you didn't create it.
Yeah, but nobody...
It's not artistic like mine.
Valve is one of the biggest companies in the world.
Yeah.
And nobody said, well, Narbacular Drop was awesome, and then when that company got bought and they made Portal out of it, that's when it went to shit.
Nobody says that.
Valve's a giant company.
Yeah, right?
Like, I feel like it even would have been a super negative, you know, feeling if they would have been bought by Valve.
Right.
I do. I find.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, I don't think it would have been at first.
Right.
But I feel like if that hardware would have came out and been a disappointment.
Yeah.
or not at the price point that somebody wanted.
Right.
Or they forced you to bundle it with, like, a Steam machine or something at first to get one early or something. Mm-hmm. Man, I wouldn't blame Valve for staying the hell away from that.
Yeah, it's probably true. It probably wouldn't get a bunch of It probably wouldn't get a whole bunch of backlash, internet. But it is the internet, obviously.
Yeah, but like everybody's making out with Valve right now. But give it 3 years and they'll hate them.
Yeah. They'll do something that,
like you said, it's professional wrestling.
It is.
Their heel turn will happen.
Their heel turn.
They have way too much control over this industry. They're the good general manager of Raw right now. Yeah.
It's true.
They're making all the matches you want to see and making sure the heels play nice.
Yep. They're getting all the wrestlers' names right.
All it's going to take is for them to miss one Halloween sale or something, and everybody be like, boo! Yep.
One Halloween Havoc pay-per-view, and it's done.
We're bringing the Warrior back.
Oh, no! Boo!
Flash paper didn't go off, right?
Boo, I say. No, it did not. Oh, man.
Why do we always talk about professional wrestling?
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what else in the news there? Anything else
happening? That's two of the big things. There's a big rumor going around today. It hasn't been corroborated yet, but heard Last of Us may be coming to the PS4.
Oh, cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah. As
Especially since the creative lead on Uncharted left.
Right.
Sound that potentially usually has a delay in the product whenever a creative lead leaves.
Right. Yeah.
So one would think that if they're like, well, this game may ship until the middle of next year, we still need something out for the holiday.
Right.
Can we get this thing out in 6 months?
Yeah, exactly.
I think they may be looking at it like that. I mean, it's not going to sell 10 million units or anything, but I've heard countless people that own PS4s. That never owned a PS3 and say, like, man, I would love for The Last of Us to be on here. Yeah. Or people who bought it again, bought it on the PS3 and just said, man, I'd love a better looking version of The Last of Us.
I'd buy that again.
Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar. Oh, man.
I'd probably buy it again and still not finish it. I just don't like the way the game plays. I think it plays bad.
You know, it plays well. It didn't bother me.
It's not awful. I just don't like the way it plays.
Yeah.
I like real stealth games.
Right.
Like Splinter Cell?
Like Splinter Cell, yeah, where you don't...
There's a certain amount of...
have to fight, yeah.
There's a certain amount of feel...
Oh, yeah.
...that needs to go into The Last of Us. And a lot of it feels terrible. But whatever. Yeah. I've made my thoughts known on that game. But it sounds like that'll be coming out. Let me take a quick look at the news reel here real quick. I feel like there was one or two other stories.
Reeling through the news of video games. Nintendo doing anything? What are they doing? They just hang on.
The Virtual Console is getting Game Boy Advance games for the Wii U in April.
Okay.
I mean, some of those games are okay.
Yeah. Virtual Console's cool. I'm down with that. Virtual Console, baby. I heard that Earthbound's
Goat Simulator comes out next week.
Goat Simulator.
That game looks hilarious. They released a trailer today. I posted on my Facebook that we should probably put on the site. That is the Dead Island trailer, the original Dead Island trailer.
Right.
But with a goat. That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. I like that.
Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls came out for PC. I'm not going to play it until it comes on console. I'm surprised Eric didn't buy that.
Yeah.
Oh, and for next week, I'm going to play Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z. That game is apparently terrible.
Ninja Gaiden Z.
That's about it. As far as news goes.
Yeah.
Been a pretty slow week. Last week was GDC, I mean.
Oh, there's one game that I do want to play. I want to play Strider.
I own it.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Do you still have the blade that goes...
It makes more of the original arcade shink, shink, shink.
Shink, shink, shink. That's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Do you have, like, tubes that go...
Which one did you play? Did you play Genesis Strider? Did you play NES
Strider? I played NES Strider.
I like it, NES Strider.
Yeah.
That's a Metroidvania.
It's a Metroidvania. It's very much so.
Well, the new game's a Metroidvania.
It confused me when I was a kid. I didn't know what to do in it, like, at all. Yeah. So, because I didn't realize you had to go here to get that, and go here to get that, and go here to get that. Just, like, completely... I didn't get the special moves either. Like, I didn't know how to do those. And I was actually very fortunate as a kid. I had more than one game quite a lot. A lot of people just had, like, the one game, and they had to figure that out.
This is what we have for this month.
This is what they got. That's it. And we went to Blockbuster a lot back when it was the thing to do.
Oh, like 2007?
No. Well before
I was,
that.
I was going to Blockbuster.
Yeah, well before that. it's like,
you know, the happening place.
Yeah, you know. It just like, you know, it was a thing that we would do. We would go get a game and we'd pay $4 for it instead of 50, and then we'd play it and decide if it sucked or not. And if we liked it, we'd just keep renting it. Me and my brother would just keep renting it and playing it. But yeah, you know, I want to play Strider.
Yeah, we can play Strider.
Because Strider's
awesome. Yeah, we'll record a video next week.
Yeah.
Of us playing Strider. Yeah. And I'll also grab that shitty Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z game.
Yeah.
Because I bet that is a winner.
That's a winner.
Ever since Tobunobu Itagaki left Team Ninja, all of their franchises have gone to complete shit. I mean, that guy was an asshole. He was a jerk and an egomaniac.
Right.
But he knew how to make great games.
Yeah, he knew how to make a game.
These people do not know how to make those games.
These people don't know how to do that.
Man. But you got anything else, Brendan?
I got nothing else.
It's been a pretty short podcast. We're going to end it pretty much exactly an hour this week. But next week, I'll hopefully have more exciting things to add.
Yeah.
Yeah, feel free to write in. Let us know what you're playing right now. I mean, we're getting ready to go into that big drought leading into the fall. How do you plan on spending your time? Are you just going to be outside a lot like I am? Because I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Now that the weather's breaking, I just want to be outside all the time.
I want to be outside, yeah. I just want to not be
inside. I vote for us recording the podcast outside this summer.
I agree. We'll set it up on a patio somewhere and just do it there. Because I don't want to be inside anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this winter. I'm tired of this cold. I'm tired of this stupid vortex. And I want it to go away. And hopefully it'll be done. Everybody, every time... See, it keeps getting cold... And then it'll be fine, and then it gets cold again, and everybody's like, it's just its last little thing. It's had three of those. It needs to stop and die.
I've heard that occasionally it snows on Derby Day here.
Mm. Has it ever snowed on Derby Day?
Or it happens about every 20 years.
It must have, yeah. It might have done that one time. It'll probably do that this time because Jesus Christ.
And for more news from the world of meteorology, listen to the Video Destruct Podcast.